Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for May 8th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and today I am here to talk about Kira's Big Brother Canada 7 game across the entire season. Big Brother Canada 7. We are here, yes. Kira. We're here to talk about Kira. Kira as a potential member of the final three. We will find out for sure tonight on the episode if Kira did actually go home at the final four, and I did this for nothing, then oh well. And we'll do Adams tomorrow. That's what will happen. But it did look like we were going to lose Adam and that Kira was, in fact, in the final three. So we're going to talk about Kira's game. Let's do this. Pre-game, Kira in their interviews. A lot of people had high hopes for Kira, myself included. Kira was high on my draft board. They called themselves an intimacy addict. Intimacy addict. They'd been watching the show for a long time. They had a lot of knowledge of the game. And they really wanted to be underestimated when they went in the house. And I felt like they would be. Like a lot of people did. people felt good about Kira. High hopes. High hopes. Week one, Kira enters the game. And immediately, I can't remember what it's called. They expose the secrets of the house guests. Kira's secret was that they're secretly a comp beast, but they're gonna hide that until the end game. Okay. They bond with Chelsea and Sam in week one. They don't make too many connections outside of that. Through Chelsea and Sam, they do get Adam to some extent, but Chelsea and Sam are going to be their primary relationships for the most part here in week one. There is some drama that goes down with them and Kaylin this week. I believe Kira had been talking about targeting Dane, and then Kaylin ran that to Dane. Kira denied it, and it became a whole thing, but it really blew up. And Kira quickly became an outcast, quickly became a pariah that Chelsea felt like she needed to distance herself from Kira. So Kira didn't even have her own Chelsea as an ally at that point. Very, very quickly, Kira was Not doing well. We don't know a whole lot about what happened to make this happen, apart from Kira just playing too hard, being too aggressive in the early game. But week one was not a good week for Kira. It really set them up as a target moving forward. Adam was the HOH. He put up Laura and Damien. Laura was evicted. Kira did vote to evict her. So heading into week two, Dane wins HOH. It's not good. He wants Kira on the block because they're a bit of a pariah in the house. They also have said his name and he knows it. So he wants Kira on the block as the person that goes home if his Sam backdoor idea does not go through. In fact, it was mostly Kira as the target. And then Anthony decided to say, hey, maybe we should backdoor Sam. But then, of course, that doesn't go through. And so Kira becomes the target once more. Chelsea is trying to distance herself from Kira because she doesn't want to be dragged down by them. Kira has to apologize for messing up and ruining Chelsea's game. Again, very bad start for Kira on the feeds here. Kiki feels uncomfortable with Kira. She really wants Kira to go home because Kira had tried to cuddle with her against her wishes, and she felt very uncomfortable in that situation and was hoping that Kira would leave this week because of it. One of those reasons, at least. Dane tells Kira they're going on the block, which upsets them. They're not happy about this. Corey tries to make a final two with Kira, but Kira declines. It's too early. It's no good, Corey. Don't make final twos with people. Kira is very anti-Kaylin. They see Kaylin as being the reason they're on the block, and so they end up getting into some fights during the week. They accuse each other of being manipulative, that Kaylin is trying to lie about Kira, and that's why Kira's on the block. And Kaylin is saying, hey, you're the one that said you were going after Dane. I just repeated it. So that's going on there. Adam is going to do most of their campaigning for them this week. He wants Kira to stay because Kira is a number for him against Kaylin. He does not want Kaylin in the house because Kaylin will be targeting him and Sam. And she has also been talking about the guys working together. He finds that dangerous. So he would like to keep Kira around if possible. And so he starts arguing that Kira, they're bad at competitions. They're not a threat in the game. Let's keep Kira around. Mackie, on the other hand, is good at competitions. Mackie being on the block with Kira at this moment, of course. With Adam's help, he gets Kira and Dane together, and Kira promises Dane the world, the moon, the stars. If they win HOH, they won't put him up. If they win the veto, they'll use it on him. Whatever else he wants, he gets. Kira promises Dane everything, but it doesn't work. Dane doesn't care. He still wants Kira gone. Adam's going to win the veto and does not use it because doesn't want to upset the pretty boys. Doesn't want Sam going on the block. Kira does campaign to Damien and Esty, but it is going to be an unsuccessful campaign as they are votes against Kira. Mackie, though, messes up because the votes right now are that Kira is going home. But Mackie messes up. He tells Dane he's going after him. He tells Anthony he's going after Adam. Anthony then decides he wants to take Mackie out. He's too much of a wild card. And just like that, Kira is safe. However, Esty finds out and gets involved and flips the vote back. Tells Mackie what to say. Mackie says those things. And Anthony and Dane decide, you know what? Good. Okay, we have a semblance of stability from Mackie. That's all we need. Now Kira can go. And now Kira's gone. Week two, Kira was evicted. And that's the recap. No, because Mackie messed up again. And he said that he was going after Anthony for no reason. And so Anthony decides, all right, this guy is too much. We need to get rid of him. And so Anthony says, all right, we're keeping Kira. He goes to Kira. He takes credit for it. Kira celebrates with Chelsea and Anthony that Kira will be staying in the house. And Mackie is then evicted in a 5-5 vote where Dane breaks the tie to keep Kira in the house. Heading into week three. In the HOH, now I did this with Anthony and with Dane when I went over their games, like who would target them if they won HOH. Can't really do that with Kira because most people at most times would put Kira on the block. Not always as a target, but at the very least as an expendable pawn, somebody that could be used as a secondary target if the wrong person wins veto. So that's really about what's happening here. Kira could easily just end up as a casualty or even as a target with some people. But Kira is basically always an option to go on the block. With most people, if they win HOH, including their allies. So, it's not even on the same scale as Dane and Anthony. Kira at this point in time is working with Chelsea, Sam, and Adam, on good terms with nobody. Neutral with Corey, Mark, and Anthony at the time. They are starting to bond a little more with Anthony, and Mark feels good about Kira. Mark said he decided in week two he was going to be taking Kira to the final two. They're not on great terms with Damien, Esty, Kiki, Kaylin, Dane, and Eddie. Not good relationships with any of those people. They are targeting at this point Kaylin, Kiki, and Damien. Those are their targets. Kaylin because of the whole blow up. Kiki because of some personal issues. And Damien because he is with Kiki and them. And not with Kira. Kira never is on good terms with Damien. It just never happens. Chelsea is going to end up winning this HOH. This best case scenario for Kira. Kira, who might have been in trouble otherwise, but Chelsea, their closest ally, is going to win this HOH. They discuss targets with Chelsea. They push for Kaylin to be the target. Chelsea is initially against the idea. Chelsea's not super hot on the idea of backdooring or of going after Kaylin, but Kira does push and says, no, we need to go after Kaylin. And Chelsea does eventually agree. And they decide to backdoor Kaylin. So the plan is going to be Kiki and Damien go up on the block. And Kaylin will be the backdoor. Now, Chelsea then says, hey, look, you need to be humble, though. You can't be doing what you were doing week one. We can't be seen as a pair either. And this is going to start a very long sequence of conversations between Chelsea and Kira, where Chelsea tries to tell Kira that they need to distance themselves from her, and that they can't be seen together as much as they are. And Kira is going to be very annoyed about that, because Kira has a crush on Chelsea and wants to be around them as much as possible. So, like I said, this is going to be a continued narrative throughout the week and really through Chelsea's entire stay in the house from this point forward. Most days, I'm not going to mention it every time, but from this point, just know most days that Chelsea remains in the house, there are at least two instances, at least, of Kira asking, or of Chelsea asking Kira to distance themselves from her and Kira getting upset about it and them getting into a little bit of a tiff. So that's happening very, very often from this point forward. Kira does try to bond with some other people in the house, Damien and Esty in particular, but it does not go anywhere. They go as far as to make a deal with Esty, saying that they will keep each other safe. But Esty has no plans to honor this deal. It's very much just like Kira basically, you know, came into the game with game knowledge. They knew the bare bones of what they're supposed to do, but they do not have the social skills to back it up. So they on paper can seem like they're doing the right thing. Like, oh, They're going to Esty. They're trying to make a bond. They're trying to make a deal. When I talked about Anthony doing those things, it was like, well, yeah, because then it worked. And then he had those people. When Kira does it, the person that they do it with then like talks to the cameras like, as if. It's not very successful, unfortunately, for Kira. They are then going to push Kiki as a target after Kaylin. Kiki should be their target after they get rid of Kaylin. That's what Kira wants. They also join Chelsea and Sam in telling Adam that he can't trust Dane, that Dane will eventually come after him. Something to be worried about, Adam. Chelsea and Sam have conversations together about how Kira is expendable to them, and they wouldn't mind if Kira was targeted soon, if anything, to get them out of the way, because they are kind of a drag on their game, and so they're, you know, they don't particularly see Kira as a valuable asset to their alliance. Kira does not trust Mark and doesn't understand why Adam does. And this is going to be a little bit of this idea. Kaylin was the first person to really catch on to the guys working together. And then the next group of people to start to kind of consider it are Kira, Sam, and Chelsea. And a little bit of it stems from this Mark stuff, but then obviously the Sam overhearing things, but that's just a little bit later. Kiki pitches to Kira, Chelsea, and Sam that they're all good because Sam wins the veto, right? Sam wins the veto, and so the idea is that they're going to backdoor Kaylin, and so they go and they make a pitch to Kiki saying, hey, you know, maybe we'll use the veto, and you will be loyal to us. And Kiki's like, oh, absolutely, I'll be loyal to you. I love you guys. Sam doesn't really believe Kiki. Kira says they do feel like Kiki will stick to her word. Kira has been a little bit convinced by Kiki that maybe they can work with Kiki and that would be great. And so they are more on board with Kiki now. Kiki, of course, was lying through her teeth in that moment. Kiki actually hated all three of them and wanted to go after them. So Sam was on the right on that one. Sam then uses the veto on Kiki. Kaylin goes up as the back door. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Anthony starts to try to work on Kira. He's been building his relationship with them throughout the last week or so. And he's trying to pull Kira away from Chelsea, Sam, and Adam. And so he lets them know that you can't really trust these people. They're doing things without you, which is true. But Kira didn't believe it at the time. Kira found it very sketchy that Anthony would say things about Adam, who they trust. And so Kira goes back to Chelsea and voices their concerns about Anthony and how he seems to be playing the mentor role and trying to pin people against each other. Chelsea says, oh my God, that's totally right. I feel good with Anthony, but everybody probably does feel good with Anthony. So, that's sketchy. And then of course we know where that goes because Chelsea tells Adam and Adam tells Anthony. But that mostly falls on Chelsea as the bigger threat in between the two of them. Now, Next up, there is a party that happens. There's a party that happens. During the party, the feeds were not on, but we got some retells. Kira had briefly been back on board with Kiki, potentially keeping Kiki around. But an incident happens at the party where Kiki described it as Kira grabbed her face and tried to make out with her so that she had to physically dodge to avoid the makeout session from Kira. Kira told it to Chelsea as Kiki was literally asking for it because she had said she wanted to make out with everyone. Kiki denied having said that. Kiki did not say that she said that. Kira also said that they were only jokingly trying to kiss Kiki, and now Kiki's acting all weird. They said Kiki needs to man up and kiss someone and stop being so paranoid about it. I don't think she's ever had sex. And at this point, Chelsea says, stop. Please. So the Kira-Kiki relationship is back down in the not a good place. Not a good place. Eddie and Chelsea talk about working together. He tells Chelsea that he wants to target Kira. He hopes that's okay. If Chelsea doesn't want him to target Kira, then maybe he won't, but he does kind of want to target Kira. And Chelsea says, nah, I don't mind. That's fine. We can work together. You can target Kira. That's okay. She does say that Kira isn't coming for Eddie, but is very hands-off. As I said, she and Sam really see Kira as expendable. And if anything, if Kira left, that might be a benefit to their game, which probably would have been true. Sam then overhears Dane talking with Adam about the pretty boys. She tells Kira and Chelsea, and they figure out the guys thing. They feel stupid. They feel stupid. Chelsea can't believe they were smart enough to do that. Kira says, man, they've adapted better. We shouldn't underestimate them. They didn't realize that Mark was involved at the time, and they decide not to approach Kiki and Esty until after the next HOH. So Kira is going to go to Esty and Kiki and pretend that they were not in the loop about the Kaylin backdoor and that they're mad about it. This is a plan that Chelsea and Kira had concocted together to make it seem to start to build a bridge between Esty and Kiki with Kira. And Esty and Kiki do think, oh, maybe we can flip Kira, maybe that's a possibility, but it doesn't really go anywhere. Kira and Chelsea start to doubt the guys thing by the end of the week, and then Kaylin is evicted. Kira did vote to evict her. Heading into week 4, Kira will be targeted or put on the block by roughly half the house or so, mostly as a backup target or a pawn, but again, an expendable one, not one that they want to keep safe, but one that if they go home, whatever. Kira at this point is working with Chelsea, Sam, and Adam still, on good terms with nobody, neutral with Corey, Mark, Esty, Anthony, not on good terms with Damien, Eddie, Kiki, and Dane. All of these people still not on great terms with Kira. At this point, Kira is targeting Dane as the most threatening guy in the potential guys thing. So, and then Kiki is obviously a backup target. Dane is going to win the next HOH. And he wants to nominate Kira and Chelsea, then backdoor Sam. He lets Kira know that they're going up. Kira tries to throw Eddie under the bus to get him on the block, but with no success. With no success. Anthony wants Kira out after they take care of Sam and Chelsea. That's Anthony's hit list is Sam, Chelsea, Kira at this point in time. Dane lets Kira know that Chelsea was making alliances with without them last week, and Kira is very upset about this. They confront Chelsea and really do the hard guilt trip here with Chelsea. I thought I could trust you. You were playing me the whole time. I can't believe it. I put my faith in you. I thought you were the one. Chelsea is really going to take this hard. And this is the point in the game where Chelsea says, I just don't even care anymore. I'm just done with this game. I just want to go home. I just want to go home. And that's going to be Kira's or Chelsea's attitude for most of the week here. Kira wants to convince Dane to backdoor Adam. They want to try and figure out how to make that happen. And so they accuse Adam of running information to Dane. And that's the only reason Chelsea is on the block. Adam goes to ask Dane if he said anything to Chelsea or Kira. Like, how do they know that I ran information to you? And then Kira says, aha, I caught you. You are working with Dane and the guys. I knew it. Adam tells Anthony about this. And Anthony's like, oh, they think the guys are working together? That's definitely coming from Chelsea. Dane, I told you, Chelsea needs to go. And Dane's like, okay, Chelsea will go. And then, and thus, the prophecy of the plague is fulfilled, and Kira plants the target right onto Chelsea. Esty at this point in time is talking to the cameras and saying that she does not trust Kira. Her target list is Chelsea first, then Sam, then Kira, which also happens to be Anthony's target list, just in case anyone was wondering. Adam tries to campaign to get Kira out instead of Chelsea, but the guys are not having it. Kira just is not a big enough threat in the game, and Chelsea is far more threatening. Kira tells Chelsea that they're trying to get information out of Dane about the fact that he's working with the guys. And Chelsea jokes that they could use this information to get them evicted over her. And then Kira starts crying. And it's kind of emblematic of the rest of the week with Chelsea and Kira. Corey is going to end up winning the veto. And very importantly, Kira does very poorly in this veto. They cannot make it over the balance beam, and they have to be helped over the balance beam by Mark. And not a coincidence that soon after this competition, Mark and Dane start talking about Kira being a great final two goat. Kira gets into more fights with Chelsea about Chelsea not letting them close to her. Chelsea said, I haven't even said anything yet. And Kira says, it's the way you look at me. It's the way you look at me. Chelsea then starts to wonder if Kira is playing her. She confronts Kira about it and leads to another blow up and another guilt trip and so on and so forth. Repeat and rinse and repeat and all of that stuff. So more blow-ups with Chelsea. Chelsea wants to talk to Sam about her veto speech. And so she needs a second. And then Kira bursts in crying a minute later. They apologize to Adam for trying to get him backdoored. Adam, I'm sorry. I tried to get you backdoored. I hope you don't mind. And Adam was genuinely like, whatever. Never would have worked anyway. Kira tells Sam that their relationship with Chelsea is frustrating because Chelsea acts one way at night and another way during the day. And they really would like to kiss Chelsea before she leaves. They're hoping that they get alcohol so Chelsea gets drunk and that would make it easier. They ask Sam and Dane both for some help with an excuse to kiss Chelsea, like maybe play spin the bottle or dare. Maybe they could dare Chelsea to kiss Kira after she gets drunk. Not surprisingly, they do not receive alcohol that week. Chelsea finally starts doing a small amount of campaigning against Kira, but it's far too late. She tried to approach Esty about the guys' alliance, and it did not workout. Kira is going to campaign then against Chelsea, saying that Chelsea is flip-flopping and Kira has always remained consistent. Kira talks to Esty and Kiki about the guys thing, but after Kira leaves, Chelsea and Kiki say, Kira is a liar. We can't trust a single thing they say. Damien asks Kira about the vote potentially flipping on him last week. He was told by Eddie that Anthony and Dane tried to flip the vote against him, and he's trying to get to the bottom of that. Kira tells Damien they know nothing about it, because they don't. Kira also catches the pretty boys making their hand signal in the mirror, and so they go to Chelsea. They go to Chelsea and they say, it was real! We were right! They got a signal! And Mark is in on it somehow. I guess he's probably just being used as a number, and I get, maybe they brought Damien in later. Something like that. So that's the theory. Kira's going to campaign to Eddie and Corey. Kira's going to talk a lot about their crush on Chelsea toward the end of the week, with a lot of people being like, doesn't she have a boyfriend? And Kira's like, so? Anthony tells Chelsea that she does not have to let Kira sleep in the same bed as her. You know that, right? And Chelsea's like, I know, I just feel bad. Kira does end up sleeping in the same bed as Chelsea, tries to cuddle Chelsea, and Chelsea has to tell them to please stop because she wants to sleep. Chelsea is then evicted the following day, and we've got a double eviction. Double eviction! Still about half the house or so would put Kira on the block, sometimes as a target, sometimes as a pawn, and Kira could absolutely go home in a few different circumstances. Kira is currently working with Sam and Adam. They have bonded more with Anthony throughout the week, and so they are now on good terms with Anthony. On good terms with people for once. Neutral with Corey and Mark. The Mark thing, they hate Mark, but Mark wants to take them to Final Two, so I'm just going to keep that neutral for most of the game. Not on good terms with Damien, Esty, Kiki, or Dane. They are targeting, at this point, they are targeting Mark and Eddie. Those are their targets. They really want to target Mark and Eddie. Adam wins the HOH. He puts up Eddie, and Eddie goes home. Kira does vote to evict him. Week 5. Mark is Kira's target. Mark and Kiki, I should say, are Kira's targets. Sam is going to win the HOH. Adam wants Kiki and Esty on the block. Sam wants to put up Anthony and Corey. Kira joins them and backs Adam up, says Corey and Anthony should not go up. They can build trust with Corey and Anthony. Ultimately, Sam wants to make sure at least one guy is on the block, because Sam also knows about the hand signal in the guys' alliance. So they land on Mark going up as a pawn to evict Kiki. Kiki and Esty launch a campaign largely through Esty's work that uses the guys' alliance to convince Kira and Sam that a guy has to leave, which shifts the target from Kiki to Mark. So Mark is now the target. By the way, Esty and Kiki do not believe in what they're selling. They're saying that a guy needs to leave because of the guys' alliance. They don't think the guys' alliance is real, but they know that Kira and Sam are paranoid about it, so they use that to their advantage. Mark is now a target for Sam and Kira. Kira is going to get the blood veto at that point. They tell Kiki that they're willing to use it to keep her safe, but don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. They agree a guy has to go. Things are looking bad for the guys at this point, because Kira has a blood veto. Kira wants a guy to leave and has promised Kiki that they will use it to make sure Kiki is safe. Luckily for the guys, they've got Anthony, and Kiki is real bad at the game. Sam tells Kira that she is considering backdooring Corey. Kira's like, what? No! Where did this come from? It came from Dane. Kira's like, a guy has to leave. We can't get rid of Corey. Plus, we're starting to build trust with Corey. If the blood veto has to be used, they agree they're going to use it to target Damien. Because Sam has been talked out of it. Kira says, no, it can't be Corey. Sam says, okay. Damien will be their target if the blood veto has to be used. Otherwise, it's still Mark. But the next day, Sam comes back to Kira and says, nah, look, I'm sorry. I've been convinced it's Corey. I'm going to backdoor Corey. Kira's pissed. She's like, they're like, what? What do you mean? Why are you listening to Adam? You're being dumb. Stop. Stop. And so Kira decides to take their own initiative in order to make sure a guy leaves. They go and tell Anthony. They go and tell Corey, hey, people are trying to get you backdoored. Corey does not believe Kira. So then Kira goes to Anthony and tells him Dane is trying to turn people against each other. He's trying to backdoor Corey. Dane says, I know. You don't think I know? I know what Dane's up to. I know he's sketchy. And Kira's like, oh, really? Well, he's trying to do these things. And Anthony's like, yeah, he's sketchy. I'm against Dane. And Kira's like, oh, yes. Yes, I've done it. I've cracked the voice thing. Oh, yes. All right, let's do this. And Anthony goes straight to work. He immediately flips Adam. He gets Adam to flip Sam. And now Sam is not going to backdoor Corey. And Sam is not going to target Mark. Sam is going to evict Kiki. That's what Sam wants to do. In the meantime, Kira is going to have a conversation with Kiki and Esty where they are very obvious about how much they don't like Kira. And Kira catches on to that. Kira then goes and talks to Sam. They've both been convinced that Kiki needs to go, and they celebrate together that Kiki is going to be leaving. And Kira says, and you know the best part about it is that I cracked the boys thing, so now we can afford to keep Mark. Just need a moment of silence for that. For the rest of the week, the pretty boys are going to have a lot of arguments about who they are bringing to the final five. Dane wants it to be Esty. Anthony wants it to be Corey. And the one person they can kind of agree on is Kira. And so they decide Kira is probably going to be the person they take to the final five. Kira will learn this much later. Mark is going to campaign to Kira. He says that they are in similar positions in the game and says that everyone says Kira's name, just like everyone says Mark's name. This is him trying to build the relationship because he wants to bring them to the final two as his goat. And of course, they all just agreed that Kira will be the person they take to the final five. Kira tells Corey and Anthony that Dane is the one that convinced Adam to convince Sam to backdoor Corey, but Sam is not going to go through with it. Anthony tells Corey after Kira leaves that there must be more to this story, and he thinks it's probably more Adam than Dane. Undoing Kira's work there. Kira is then going to figure out what the blood veto does, and at that point, they let everyone know that Kiki will be going home no matter what. Kira is then going to try to push Corey to target Dane, but Anthony counter-programs that programming and makes sure that Corey does not fall for it. Nonetheless, Kira does bond more with Corey and Anthony. They have their study session. And Kira really starts going to Anthony as emotional support in the house. They have a lot of long conversations about their vulnerabilities, and Anthony uses that to build that relationship. Kira then has an awkward conversation with Kiki where they say Kiki should have made more of an effort with them, and they both agree there's no guys alliance, and then Kiki is going to be evicted. Kira does vote to evict Kiki and does not use the blood veto to save her. Week 6. Esty, Damien, and Dane would all put Kira on the block, and Kira would go home under the right circumstances with the wrong person winning veto. Like I said, it's almost not even worth saying this. Kira is always, always, always an option and always could go home under the right circumstances. Kira is working with Sam and Adam. They are on good terms with Anthony, Corey, and Mark. It's getting better. Bad terms with Damien, Esty, and Dane. At this point, they are targeting Dane. Corey is going to win the HOH, and the hunt for the truth about the back door commences. Adam asks Kira if they said he was in on this Corey backdoor. Kira denies it. Kira says, no, I didn't say it was you. What are you talking about? Meanwhile, Dane is going around making sure everyone was on the same page. This is key to Sam going home, is that Kira told Corey and Anthony that it was Dane, Adam, and Sam didn't want to do it. Sam says it was not me, it was Dane, it was not Adam, it was all Dane. Kira, and then Adam says, what are you talking about? We weren't going to backdoor you. And if it was, it was probably Dane. It's all over the place, but Dane has coordinated and gotten everybody on the same page. So it's not going to work out well for Sam. Kira says that people are scrambling because they're lying. And they say this to Anthony, and Anthony says, yeah, you're right. Corey lands on Dane and Esty as initial nominations to backdoor Sam. Sam is concerned that Corey doesn't believe her about the backdoor stuff, and Kira tells Sam that she has to tell Corey the truth about Adam's involvement. But Sam does not do that. Anthony makes sure that Corey lets Kira in on the plan for the nomination so Kira doesn't feel excluded, but does not tell Kira the backdoor plan. Kira declines Dane when he asks for them to use the veto on him because of the deal they made in week two. This makes Dane very upset, and then he wins the veto, which makes Kira very upset because Kira just pissed Dane off. Kira runs to Anthony to help calm them down. There's more bonding, more propping up. You're a lion. You're a legend. You're great. You can always talk to me. And Anthony is at this point in time still keeping them in the dark about the backdoor Sam plan. Kira then starts to panic that Sam might be in trouble because Corey is not letting them know what's going on. They tell Corey that if Sam wanted to backdoor her last week, she would have. They try unsuccessfully to campaign to Anthony, and they become very frustrated with Anthony because he is not budging. He really wants Sam to go home. They cry to Sam that Sam is probably going to be leaving. They consider planting the target on themselves so they get put up instead, but ultimately they do not do that. Kira also gets upset when Adam reveals that there was supposed to be a four-person thing between him, Corey, Anthony, and Sam, and Kira was not included in that four-person thing. Kira then tries unsuccessfully to get Adam to throw Dane under the bus, thinking that that might save Sam. They go and tell Corey that she has made a mistake. Corey tells Kira, I don't believe you. I think you're lying to me. This upsets Kira. Dane and Kira start to bond as Kira drifts away from Anthony. Dane really starts to work on that relationship as they drift away from Anthony in this particular spot. Mark tells Kira talks Kira into not voting to keep Sam. Mark tells Kira, you shouldn't vote to keep Sam. It's not a good look. Kira asks Sam's permission and decides to, in fact, vote to evict Sam. Sam tells Kira before she leaves that they should work with Dane and Adam, that they should trust Dane and work with Adam. And so that's what Kira decides to do. Sam is then evicted. Kira voted to evict Sam. Week 7. Esty, Damien, and Dane would all put Kira on the block as an expendable pawn. Kira is working with Adam, and that's basically it. On good terms with Mark. Neutral with Dane. Bad terms with Damien, Esty, Anthony, and Corey. At this point, Kira is targeting Corey. Mark is going to win the next HOH. By the way, the reason Sam told Kira to work with Dane is because of Dane's incredible jury management with Sam prior to her eviction. As we talk about the latest jury videos that were released, I believe we're going to be talking about his jury management with Sam in particular, as a very, very key component of a potential Dane win here. So that's important to point out. Mark wins HOH. He's going to nominate Adam and Damien. His target is going to be Damien or Esty, depending on what happens. He's floating the idea of going after Adam, but the votes are not going to be there. He tells Kira he does not want to put them up. He does not want to put them up because he wants to take Kira to the final two. Anthony makes an effort to bond with Kira again after the deterioration of their relationship in the week prior to this one. Esty is going to find the thought of taking Kira to the end repulsive. Esty says, no, Kira doesn't deserve to make it to the final two. I don't care if they're a goat. I would not take them. Mark pretends to Kira that he's targeting Adam, which makes Kira upset. Kira says they want Adam to win if they don't. Kira gets into a fight with Anthony, but they make up again. They say the only reason the fight hurts is because they love and respect Anthony. It's the only reason they get so bothered. Adam tells Kira that Corey is going to be backdoored, and Kira is excited. Adam then wins the veto and lets them know after the veto, actually, it's not happening. Not happening. Sorry. This very much annoys Kira. They call Mark delusional. They say it's a weak move that makes him look like he's scared of Anthony. He's a weak man, a small man. He's trying to be a big man, but he's a small man. Kira then goes and says that to Mark in his face. They call him a small man. Then the secret assassin nominates Corey. Kira's very happy. They'll be voting Corey out. They talk with Adam about how good Anthony is. He almost managed to keep Corey safe this week. Corey is then evicted, and Kira is a vote to evict Corey. Week 8. Esty, Damien, and Dane would all use Kira as an expendable pawn if they won, as a backup target or as a front target in case they can't get a bigger target out. Kira is at this point working with Adam on good terms with Dane because they were working together to try to get Corey out of the house. Neutral with Mark and Anthony. At this point, they hate Anthony and Mark, but both of those two want to bring Kira toward the end because they are a goat. So I said they were neutral, even though they're currently at a bad spot in their relationship. And they are on bad terms with Esty and Damien. At this point in the game, they are targeting Mark. This is like the third or fourth time they're targeting Mark, who continues to be one of the people that they can beat in the end, who wants to take them to the end. Anthony is very angry about all of what happened the prior week because Corey has gone home. He gets into it with Kira. Kira gets very intimidated, so Anthony sits down and says, I'm going to sit and whisper so that you don't feel intimidated. They do make up afterward, however. Anthony tells Kira that he feels like Kira cheated on him, and that's why it hurt so much when Corey left. And so that's the reason why they got into this whole thing. And once again, they start to rebond, relationship themselves. Adam is going to win this next HOH. He wants to target Mark, which is fake, and put up Esty and Damien as the pawns to backdoor Mark. Of course, Esty and Damien are the real targets, with Damien being the first target ahead of Esty. Kira disagrees with this plan. Kira thinks that Mark should just go straight up. They tell him to go talk to Dane. Dane knows what's up. Kira is now starting to work even more closely with Dane. They say that they both agree that they will evict Mark if he goes on the block. This is, of course, Dane is lying, but they think that they're working closely with Dane. Mark and Anthony are going to make a push to win over Kira, and it works. Mark says that he's needed to keep Adam safe. He says that Esty and Damien are going after Adam. So Kira, if you keep Esty and Damien around, Adam is going to be in trouble. This does wonders with Kira, who does genuinely care for Adam and want him to win the game at this point. Adam also tells Kira that they should be working on Mark, so it's doubly reinforced, and Kira is now on board to keep Mark in the game. Now, in order to ensure that Dane and or Mark stay stays in the house and to lock in the vote after Damien wins the veto, the Pretty Boys officially read Kira in to the final five. They decided about a month ago that Kira was going to be in their final five, but now here in week eight, they decide to tell Kira and offer them the position that they decided that Kira had about a month ago. And Kira is very excited about this. Oh, yes. F yeah. Let's do this. Final five. Kira is very pleased. Dane is then going to make a final three with Kira and Adam. Kira asks Adam if he wants to do this. It's up to you, Adam. And Adam says, I'm down. And Kira says, I'm so proud of you, Adam. You're setting yourself up so well. I'm so pumped for you to win this game. Kira is then going to talk to Dane about not going on the block. It should be Mark and not Dane. Mark should take that risk. Anthony works on Kira some more, taking credit for Kira being brought into the five. Then Kira is going to get upset because they're not invited to play in the pool tournament. They were invited after they asked, but they weren't invited before they asked, so it was not okay for Kira. Kira tells the cameras that their plan right now is to stick to the final three with Dane and Adam. They want to go to the final three with Dane and Adam. Then they'll take Adam to the final two because they have a better shot against him than they do against Dane, because they can't beat Dane. Dane is impossible to beat. He's played such a great game, but they do want to go to the final three with those two and then take Adam to the final two. Then Kira has a conversation with Anthony. Anthony gives them his signature pep talk, propping them up. You have been playing the game. You're a lion. You're a legend. You're a Hall of Famer. And Kira's like, of course I've played the game. Well, yes, you're right. And Anthony's like, do you want to be Paris or Kayla? And Kira's like, Kayla. He's like, you want to lose the game? And they're like, no, Paris. And he's like, exactly. And so they promise Anthony that they will not put him up if they win HOH. Anthony says, good. Just so you know, I have no deals beyond the five. I am pure. I am loyal to the five. And Kira is surprised by this. Now, Anthony knows that Kira has a final three with Dane and Adam, and he uses this information against that final three. He says, by the way, I don't have any deals beyond the five, but I know Dane does. Dane has a final three with Damien. He has a final three with Esty. He has a final three. I'm sure he made a final three with you. And I'm sure you said yes. And I'm sure, and that's fine. That's fine. But just so you know, he's working with a lot of other people. And so if he made a final three with you like that, you don't have to stay loyal to it. You don't have to. That's Dane's game, to make all these final threes. Shortly after that conversation, just like a cause and effect scenario here, where right before Kira wanted to go to final three with Adam and Dane, and right after, Kira talks to the cameras and says, you know what? It's kind of weird that Anthony seemed to know about my final three with Dane and Adam. I think Anthony's right. Dane is really dangerous. He's been throwing competitions. You know what? I've changed my mind. I want Dane out. My new final three is going to be Adam and Mark or Anthony. One of those two with Adam. That's what I want. That's my new plan. Adam and Dane are then going to let Kira know that Damien thinks Kira is the target moving forward. They hope Kira's okay with that. And Kira's like, yeah, whatever. Anthony bonds more with Kira throughout the week. Really getting back in there. Esty is going to be evicted at the end of the week. Kira is a vote to evict her. And then it's double eviction time! Dane and Damien are going to put Kira on the block if they win. And Kira will go home if Damien wins either competition. Kira is in a lot of danger here in the double eviction. Kira is working with all four Pretty Boys now in the final five, and Adam and Dane as a final three. They have a good relationship with Anthony. They are neutral with Mark. They are not on good terms with Damien. They are targeting at this point Dane and Damien. Dane wins the HOH. He puts up Kira and Damien. If Damien wins the veto in this spot, Kira is gone. However, Anthony wins the veto, so Damien is evicted. week 9. If Adam wins this HOH, Kira goes home basically no matter what. If Kira does not win the HOH and certain things happen, Kira will still be in danger. But if Adam wins this HOH, Kira is definitely a goner. There are outs if Anthony or Mark win because they might betray the other guys. We know Anthony probably would have backed off, but Mark might have stayed true. But Kira still probably would have gone home under most circumstances if they did not win this HOH. But they did win the HOH. So there you go. Kira wins HOH. They tell Anthony, you're good. They tell Adam, you are not touching the block no matter what. Don't worry about it. They tell Dane that he might need to go up next to Mark. And this is to hide the fact that Kira will break the tie to evict Dane. Dane says if Anthony is off the block, he can use the veto to get Adam up. And then they'll vote Adam out. Kira says, oh my God, I hadn't thought of that. I need to rethink my plan. Kira tells Anthony that Dane and Adam want him on the block. Anthony tells Kira that Adam has a final two with Dane. They can't trust Adam. Adam and Dane, they've been working together all season long. They think Kira's weak. They talk about bringing Sam up in Kira's presence in order to manipulate Kira because they're weak. Anthony says, you're not weak. You're a lion. Kira says, you're right. I'm not weak. Anthony then goes to tell Mark, don't worry. I've got this. This is my HOH. Kira then decides, you know what? I'm putting up Adam. Adam and Dane. They're both going on the block. Anthony is very proud of Kira for making that decision all on their own. He says they'll protect him. They'll protect them if Adam bullies them about the move. This is legendary. We're going to final two, Kira. Yes. Kira decides that they want to blindside Adam, which upsets him greatly. He's very upset after he's nominated. Big blow-ups here. Adam tells Kira they can't win the game. This is very upsetting to Kira. He also exposes the pretty boys. Kira claims to have known it all along. Kira calls Adam a god-complex misogynist pig. Can't believe this guy. Kira calls this the biggest move of the season. And if the jury doesn't respect that, that's effed. You hear that, jury videos? You're effed. Kira spends the next few days trying to tell anyone that they can and anyone that will listen that they've known about the guys thing all along and they cracked it. And that's how they've gotten to where they are. They've played the game hard and they've gotten themselves to this position. Kira says that they're loyal to the new final three of Mark, Anthony, and themselves. They'll decide as a group which of Dane or Adam leaves this week. Adam apologizes for blowing up. He says it just hurt that he was betrayed, and Kira does not deserve his anger. Kira says, I had to do it. Kira starts trash-talking their previous allies, Sam and Chelsea and some others, saying that they should have just been better and more loyal. Like Kira. Mark and Kira make a final two. They agree they have the best chance to win against each other. Adam then wins the veto. Dane wants Kira gone, and he hopes that they're dumb enough to put Mark on the block next to him instead of Anthony. Kira puts Mark on the block next to Dane. Kira tries to tell Adam that they've known about the guys thing since Sam overheard Dane and Adam talking. They say, hey, we knew, we caught you. Your morning meetings, you always had morning meetings. And Adam was like, morning meetings? What are you talking about? We didn't have morning meetings. We didn't have weeks without talking to each other, all four of us. Kira's like, I don't know. Pretty sure that's what I'm saying is the reason I caught you, so it would be very unfortunate if that wasn't a real thing. Uh-oh. Anthony fills in some more gaps for Kira, says, tells them the whole story of the pretty boys without naming the pretty boys and also without telling them basically anything that's real because it's very heavily biased toward Anthony. I was always loyal and I always wanted to keep you, Kira. So Kira talks to Dane and tells him they feel very bad about him leaving. Dane, you've played a legendary game. I have to take you out. I'm honored to be the one that takes you out. And I'm very glad I have Anthony's support. He's like my family. He's like my family. Anthony, though, has changed his mind. Dane has convinced him that Anthony should keep him in the game. And so Anthony tells Kira, hey, I know you think Dane has played a legendary game. I know that you think you can't beat him. But Mark wants to take you out. Mark says he wants to take you out next week. Kira's like, oh my God. Mark sees it. That now he can't beat me because I've made such a great move. And now he's just trying to play for second place. So he's trying to get rid of me. Anthony's like, exactly. Exactly. They're like, ah, you know, I've always hated Mark anyway, and he doesn't even deserve to be in the final four. So you know what? Why don't we just get rid of Mark? Anthony's like, good idea. That's a good idea. Mark goes on the block. Kira tells Dane they want to evict Mark instead of Dane. Dane fakes his gratitude. Oh my God. Thank you so much. I owe you my life. Kira says, you know, weirdly, I feel like I can trust you now. Dane responds with, you know, like a Jim Halpert look to the camera. Kira starts to have doubts, though, about keeping Dane, and Anthony has many long conversations with them to keep them on track. He promises Kira, you can beat Dane in the end. You have a great argument. This is such a legendary move that you made. You know, Dane's life was in your hands. This works a little too well for Anthony because Kira starts to genuinely believe that they can beat Dane in the end more so than anyone else left in the game. And so they start talking to the cameras about wanting to take Dane to the final two. Kira wants to blindside Mark when they evict him, but Anthony says, no, that's mean. And Kira gets upset when Adam doesn't want to play games with them. He says, can you just play with Mark somewhere where I don't have to hear it? Kira once again calls him a God complex dickwad. Very upset about that. Anthony and Dane stage a conversation with Kira to make them feel like they're making the move to keep Dane happen. This is a whole fake conversation where they pretend that Kira is bringing Dane and Anthony in and that they're both being convinced by Kira to make this thing happen, but it was all staged. Kira lets Mark know that he's going home. Mark pleads to Kira, says, Kira, I have not said your name. I am not going after you. I want to bring you to the end. I've wanted to bring you to the end since week two. You cannot evict me here. I am your best shot to win. Kira does not believe him. Kira does not believe him. They trust Anthony. Mark says, please, I am your best shot at 100K. If I am gone, you cannot win this game. Kira starts to be like, ah, Anthony, what are you? Should I be doing this? Anthony says, yes, you can. You should. You can beat Dane. You can beat Dane, I promise you. Kira's like, okay. And Mark is evicted. Week 10. If Adam wins this HOH, Kira goes home. For sure. If Adam loses the HOH but wins the veto, Kira goes home. For sure. But neither of those things happen. Theoretically, with Dane having won the HOH and the veto, Kira could still theoretically go home. We don't know for sure yet. But they're a lot safer in that particular circumstance. Kira is working with Dane and Anthony. They have a final two with both of them to some extent. They are not on great terms with Adam. And they are targeting Adam. Dane is going to win the next this final four HOH. Kira talks with Dane and Anthony about how they just have to beat Adam in the veto. Kira gets upset with Dane and Anthony because they keep talking without Kira in the room. Anthony yells at them, and Dane says, it's okay, we're almost there. Kira gets caught snooping on Dane and Adam. Kira tells Dane they want to take him to the final two. Dane is like, seriously? I don't know if I believe that, but that's fine. That's fine. Dane ends up winning the veto. Him and Anthony are talking about breaking the news to Adam that he will be leaving. That's when the feeds go down. Stacked wants to know, will Arissa call any of them lions? I hope so. If I have a chance to talk to Arissa before the finale, I'll give her that suggestion. Make sure you call one of them lions. Heading into the final three here. Assuming that Kira stays, right? Assuming that Anthony did, in fact, evict Adam, we are looking at a final three of Kira, Anthony, and Dane. Anthony will probably take Dane if he wins, but he almost definitely will not win. Dane might take Anthony. He might take Kira. We don't really know for sure. I'm inclined to believe he takes Anthony, but it could go either way. Kira, if they win, will probably take Dane. But we, if you just listened to the last like 4 weeks of game, you know that Anthony has basically controlled every decision Kira has made in the last 4 weeks. And so right now they're thinking about taking Dane because that's what Anthony told them basically to do. So if Anthony tells them not to do that and to take him instead, then they might go along with that. But it might be too late and he might not have enough time. We'll have to wait and see. So I did not go over this time the jury and what they said when I talked to them, and that's because every single member of the jury that I've spoken to thus far has said Kira is last place in their rankings. Every single one of them, except for, I believe, Corey, who had Esty below Kira, but every other one of them had Kira last, except for Sam. Now, Kira is below Adam, below Dane, and below Anthony with every single member that I've talked to, except for Sam, who ranked Kira below Dane, but above Anthony. And we have new jury videos that I've tweeted about. If you are interested, you can find my analysis on those videos at Armstrong Taren. But basically, we have heard from the jury, and it seems to confirm that nobody is going to be voting for Kira against either Anthony or Dane, except for perhaps Sam. Sam might be a vote for Kira above Anthony, but Sam said that people don't really agree with her on that particular opinion. So it's looking like Kira has about 0% chance to win the game as things currently stand. They might get one vote from Anthony, from Sam against Anthony. We don't know how bitter Adam might be coming out of the house, but given the fact that Kira betrayed Adam as well, it's hard to see Adam giving them his vote. And so it's not looking good. It's not looking good. So in summary, May wants to know, will Kira claim they threw competitions because they knew they were safe? Probably. But they were never safe. There was not a single time throughout the game that Kira could ever say with certainty that they were safe. When I went over Anthony and Dane's games, they were safe for most of the season. Kira was never once safe. Throughout the entire season, there was never a spot where Kira would definitely not go home. So, in summary, Kira came into the game and immediately became an outcast. They tried to play too hard, too fast, and they got caught in a big way. They barely managed to survive the second week because Mackie was somehow even worse at the game. And from that point forward, the house started looking at Kira as a goat, an expendable goat, but a goat nonetheless, because people were still targeting them, but they were usually a backup target to a more important target. That said, there were moments when Kira's game knowledge elevated their reads above some of the other players in the house. They would sometimes know better than other people in the house at times. They did vote correctly every time, but they also only voted about half the time because they were usually on the block next to the person that was being voted on. Also the question becomes, why were they voting correctly? Because the pretty boys were dictating the votes, the evictions. So the fact that they voted correctly every time is not a great statistic, considering that they had basically no control over where those votes were going. They almost should have been voting incorrectly at times, because they let the pretty boys dictate every eviction. So, especially because they also knew they had some level of game knowledge and they knew the guys were working together for the most part. Their story is really one of, for the first half of the game, they focused too much on personal grudges. Their social game was very poor, and so they got into a lot of fights with a lot of people that weren't the pretty boys, and they were focused too much on those people. In particular, the Chelsea HOH, where Chelsea goes after Kaylin largely because of the strife between Kaylin and Kira, is the biggest missed opportunity in the entire season, apart from perhaps the blood veto, where Kira's grudge with Kiki got in the way of the Mark eviction. So both of those opportunities, big misses by Kira in particular, because they held grudges against other women in the house that were not the men in the house that they should have been targeting. Kira's biggest strength, the second half of the game is defined by becoming Anthony's puppet. As I mentioned, basically, after Sam leaves after Corey leaves, Kira is basically doing everything that Anthony wants them to do. Everything that Anthony says, Kira ends up doing from the time that Corey leaves to when the feed's cut. So that kind of defines their second half of the game. Kira's biggest strength in the game is their weaknesses that we have seen in the last few seasons. There are many people, Josh, Casey, other people like who have won the game because they are seen as not particularly threatening. They just kind of slide along and they're taken to the end. And they end up winning because the jury is bitter. But there's a very key factor in all of those goats that end up winning the game. All of those people that when the better player loses to a secondary player, there's usually one major factor that is key to allowing that to happen. And that's loyalty. Josh won the game, I believe, because they were mad at Paul and because Josh was genuine. He was loyal to his people. Paul was never loyal. And the loyalty is such a valued quality in people. Josh was loyal. Casey was loyal to her people. Loyalty matters when you are a goat. Kira lacked that quality. Kira was never loyal to anyone except for maybe Sam. But in many ways, Kira got their own allies evicted in almost every circumstance. And they also betrayed Adam. They also betrayed Dane. They betrayed Anthony at times. They basically have betrayed everyone in the house. They are a goat to take to the end, and they have betrayed everyone. There's no upside. There's no jury upside whatsoever. That's a big difference. It's a big difference between Kira and some of these other people that are likely to get to the end but might have a chance to win. They do have that going for them in the sense that they are underestimated. They are better at mental competitions than people give them credit for. They have better reads on the house than people give them credit for. They can even speak for themselves better than I think people can give them credit for. I think they can make a compelling case to the jury. I think that without the knowledge that we have, having watched the feeds, Kira can craft a narrative where they are the hero of this story that kind of makes a little bit of sense. Again, if you don't know the real facts. They do have a lot of hidden strengths. And I think those are the same strengths that we saw preseason, that we were hopeful for when we watched them go in to the game. But I think that socially, they failed. And it was the lack of loyalty, I think, that is really going to kill their chances here of getting a bitter jury vote. And oddly enough, it's the more strategic players who really played the game very, very hard and well that are going to be able to claim the loyalty card. That the pretty boys were more loyal to each other than Kira was to anybody. And so they can't even claim that over their adversaries. And that's just, it's not a great look, especially when it's seen to be from somebody else's influence. that they didn't even, they're trying to claim that it was their decision, but in trying to claim things as something like, if you have to say, no, this was my move, I made it, it was my decision, you've already lost, because clearly people already see it as not being your decision. And if it's not your decision to betray other people, it's even worse than just straight up betraying people. So that's the analysis here of Kira's game. I tried to find as much redeeming qualities as possible. I like I said, I do think there are qualities that that Kira has that makes them better than people might think. But they really don't seem to have much of a chance to win this game, and it's hard to find the spot where they could have changed that. And I think the biggest spot is if they had been more loyal, if they had been more genuine when they were telling Adam and Dane, like, hey, I really want you guys to win. If I don't, I think that was a better look for Kira, and it was a better look to the audience. I think it would have been a better look to the jury, but I still think even that probably wouldn't have been enough to even get them anywhere particularly close. Doom wants to know, are you surprised that nobody, not even Mark, understands how much control Anthony has had over Kira? I think that Mark knows how much control Anthony had over Kira, but I think that he doesn't care as much as we hoped. Mark in the jury video seems to care a lot about competition wins. He said that competition wins matter. I saw somebody tweet out, it might've been Christina, on Twitter that shouldn't be surprising to anyone considering that Kevin Martin is his favorite player. Competitions matter to Mark. That's always why he wanted to work with Anthony over Dane or Adam, because he felt like he couldn't beat Dane or Adam because they won so many competitions. Anthony was not able to convince him otherwise, it seems. So that's not looking good for Anthony. Corey also seemed bitter with Anthony. I think in particular about the decision to keep Dane over Mark. She felt like that was a betrayal because Dane was the cause of her eviction, and or one of the causes of her eviction. And Anthony did not get vengeance for her. That's not good. Stina Nitz. Yes, that was her tweet. Sophia wants to know, what should Kira say in the final two speeches? Okay, so this is kind of important to note. If Kira has any chance of winning the game, I think that what needs to happen is Kira wins the final three HOH and then takes Anthony to the end. They might have Sam's vote at that point. I think that Sam has been a very influential member of the jury. Now, it does seem like Sam, up until this point, has been unsuccessful in convincing people that Kira deserves the win. But the argument has, I think, been made. Because the argument has been made, Kira could have the speech of like, hey, I was the scrappy underdog. I fought for everything that I got in this game. I fought my way to the final two. I won against four guys at the final five. I made it to the final three and I beat Dane and I took him out of the game. He's been a legendary player and I took him out and I took the goat that he wanted to take in Anthony. And I'm sitting here now instead of him. And if Kira can muster up that passion and that underdog energy, and then Anthony thinks that he can be like, no, I am the lion of this game, and he tries to put Kira down and he tries to be the condescending person that he can sometimes be, and that puts the jury off, I could see some votes flipping Kira's way. But with all of that said, it seems very difficult. It seems very difficult to me, because Anthony, I do believe, would have all three pretty boys, which means Kira would need to sweep all four other votes. They would need to get Corey, Sam, Esty, and Damien. And as I talked about throughout this entire game, they have always been on bad terms with Damien. Damien, in his extended jury interview, said basically that Kira has played a great second place game, but will not be receiving his vote. Esty has never liked Kira. Esty said it would be a disgrace to even have Kira in the final two. It seems very unlikely that she would give Kira her vote as well. So it's not looking great. It's not looking great for Kira's game here. Do I think Anthony has any chance? Has any chance to win after those videos yesterday? Yeah, I think if Kira wins the final three HOH and takes Anthony to the end, I do believe Anthony will win the game. But I don't think he can beat Dane at this point. I don't. Was I surprised by those jury videos yesterday? I was surprised by Corey, not by anyone else. Should they use the fact that they used the information about the Pretty Boys to join them, and because of that survived until they won their first HOH? They can craft a narrative. Like I said, they can craft a narrative. Unfortunately for them, there are going to be some Pretty Boys in the jury to counter that narrative, but if they are vague enough, it could work. But like I said, the chances are just very slim at this point. So what are you going to do? So that's what I have for you for Kira's game. I hope you found this interesting, enlightening. Kira, if you're watching this after the season, I apologize that I'm not particularly high on your game, and that this was not a very kind summary of it. But what am I going to do? I tried to stick to the facts, and sorry. So that's what I have for you. I will be live tomorrow morning. If Adam, for some reason, stayed in the house, then I will be live tomorrow morning to go over Adam's game. If Adam is evicted tonight in the episode, I will not be live tomorrow morning. There will be no update. We will just have the finale recap tomorrow night. I will be in Toronto. I'm going to head to the airport as soon as I finish this update to head to Toronto. So I will be in Toronto later today. And then tomorrow I will be at the taping. And then we will have our recap after the finale. And then Friday I will be speaking to the final three. And we'll hopefully have those video interviews up, in-person video interviews with the final three sometime in the late afternoon. We'll hopefully get those up for you there on Friday. So that's what I have for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. Thank you once again. See you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.